It's crazy how much your JV play,
Okay. I'd like to welcome everybody to our regularly scheduled commission meeting. It's the 3rd of February, 2026. We'd like to start with a word of prayer, and I'll say that afterwards we'll do a pledge of allegiance. Our dear Father in heaven, as we come before thee this day, we thank thee for the blessings that thou hast given to us and for the opportunity of living in this beautiful area. Father, we thank thee for the good people here in the area and the agenda items that we are facing this day. We ask that thy blessing would be with us, that we can make the decisions on them that will benefit the people here in the county. We pray for moisture, that we can have sufficient to sustain our lifestyle here in the area. And again, we thank thee for all thy blessings. We do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need to recognize Shania's filling in for Linda today. She's not here. And excuse Commissioner Cheney. First item is claims. Any concerns, questions?
I didn't. Motion to approve. Check number 363678 through 363759 and EFT number 146 through 170.
And I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor by voice?
Mike Bennett, aye.
Scott Bartholomew, yes. Motion passes. Finances. Any concerns?
Nope. A motion to approve the finances as of today, February 3rd, 2026.
And I'll second it. I'm moving second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Approval pay invoice for file view.
This is actually Kevin Daniels' bill. So they didn't.
Do we need to wait for him then?
I don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Is this something we do every year?
It is, except he missed 2025. So this bill is for 25 and 26.
It's a double bill.
Yes.
That was nice of me.
So, you can approve it now, or you can wait and talk to him. It's up to you guys.
We still need to pay it.
Yeah, we do. So they have their files electronically stored through this program, and Michaela's worried that it's going to get shut off.
Okay.
So.
I'll motion to approve the invoice from BioVine for the attorney's office in the amount of $12,724.80.
And I'll second it. And move the second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Sheriff. Hey, Precision Power Incorporated for annual generator inspection.
Generator. Sheriff's Office. One of the annuals. $2,466 out of the jail's budget.
Approve the invoice to Precision Power for the annual generator service in the amount of $2,400.66 at a 10-4230-250.
I'll second it. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. approval to pay Motorola Solutions for license plate reader from the state asset forfeiture grant.
The one license plate reader out of the grant we received, $6,000.
And where will you put that?
It's,
is it mobile?
Well, it's stationary, but mobile. So it goes on a pole, we put it on a trailer, we move it, but a mobile one would be like one in a car.
Yeah.
It's not an in-car one,
okay.
So we can't move it. The detective division will run it. They'll link in on, because other counties have them, the state has them, on where's best to put it in our county.
If you figure somebody's coming through or something, you need to start looking for.
Yeah, you could use it for like drug trafficking. We would, you know, come in handy on a lot of the times we've been using them around like these missing person cases or stuff like that, where it becomes helpful to see if maybe that. I mean, you got some silver alerts went out of Grand County. I was looking for the other day. Was she in the county? If you hit that reader, you can see somebody with dementia that's taken off on a. They throw away, because the state's got quite a few of them, but they have actually none in Sanpete County at all. And that I don't believe they have plans to put one in Sanpete County. Now, this is an ongoing annual fee for the subscription, so when the grant pays out, we may look at, depending on what timing is like that, maybe seeing if the state wants to take over the fee and stationary somewhere on the state road.
Good.
But that's down the line. And that's it. I mean, you guys got a tough agenda.
I'll motion to approve the invoice for Motorola Solutions for the license plate reader in the amount of $6,000 out of 10-4960-510.
And I'll second it. Been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
You see?
No.
That's why I moved clear over here. I'm like, maybe you got.
I've had it since November. I can't kick it.
It's going around.
He's got it worse now.
God does it.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks.
Tom. So, approval to pay Pearl West and Associates for GIS services.
This is the county mapping system. So as of right now, we have our roads, a sign layer, a cattle garden culvert layer, and a driveway layer. This is a $20 a year thing to keep our GIS services up, and if we have things that we need fixed or that, they'll take care of it for us. It is running right now about $3,100 a year for that. And in talking to Stacy, we thought maybe we should ask to go up to $3,500 for the next 5 years, so that I'm not in here every spring doing this. If that makes sense.
Yeah, and that's in your budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll motion to approve the payment to Pro West and Associates not to exceed the amount of $3,500 until...
For
the next 5 years.
Yep. $3,500 a year.
Yeah.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Do I give Kevin a call, please?
Is there anything else on there?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
I just need a few
minutes.
Okay. I didn't see anything wrong with the minutes. I'll motion to approve the minutes from our last meeting.
It's been moved. I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. So we're going to take a little break. Is it time to wake up? Okay, we are back on the record.
I don't know why that got to be me.
We now have our attorney with us, Kevin Daniels.
Next item is discussion of potential approval to second amendment to the interlocal corporation agreement adding Sanpete County to the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition and approving the new name for the coalition.
Just for the record, I didn't draft these documents. I just reviewed them. They look fine to me. I don't know if you have anything to add. You were more involved than I was. I just mostly reviewed them.
Yeah, so we don't need to read all that, do we? Into the record?
Not that part.
Okay, so what this does, we, just for the record, we voted on this a couple months ago in the commission meeting to join the coalition. And because of that...
Why don't you explain what it does briefly?
They have several projects. They're the ones that done the project that got the railroad back up in the Deschene area there. They will be the ones that will be heading the deep port for the coal, you know, in for us and the rest of the state, and several other projects like this. It consists of Carbon, Emery, Salina, or excuse me, Sevier County, San Juan, Deschene, and Daggett County.
Uena,
excuse me. It's producing counties is what it is.
Coal counties mostly? Is that what?
No, coal.
Oil, gas.
Coal, oil, and gas.
So where you got a railroad spur, is that what we're talking
and,
about?
No, this has nothing to do, this, just they have built the railroad spur up there for the oil. They're in the process of it. They're the ones that took it all the way to the Supreme Court of the nation and won.
That fight's been going on for a long time.
But they won it. It's done. And so we feel like this is a good thing for us. It will affect us potentially very greatly with the coal in the area here. We've been informed, just for the record, that as of May, Sevier County has always been, the last few years, has been the largest coal producer, and they will no longer be as of May. Emery will be taking that over. So, in doing this, of course, there will be more than seven counties now, and so now it will be the Utah Infrastructure Coalition. So we need approval for those two things.
So I'll motion to approve the second addendum to the interlocal cooperation agreement adding Sanpete County to the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition.
And
approving the new name for the coalition. Did you want them two or just one motion?
Yeah, let's do them separate. That'll be fine. And I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And the second motion?
Motion to approve the new name from the Seven County Infrastructure Coalition to the Utah Infrastructure Coalition.
And I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Do we have a need for a coal session today?
Negative. They did appeal the case that never ends, Quackenbush, to the Court of Appeals. So.
Okay.
Sometimes some people have more money than sense.
Something like that. A motion to adjourn.
And I'll second it. Motion passes.